Now, thank you for coming back for part two of the story. In between part one and part two, I had to go down to the kitchen to get Grace some milk.
Milky, milky.
But do you remember that in part one, I left with a lot of periwinkles in a thing that looked like an ice cream cone, all made of newspaper? Rebel was not liking this very much at all.
Why?
He started pulling at the lead. And I thought he was going to pull me all the way home until I pulled back at him and I said, stop pulling the lead. Let's sit down here and see what we can do with the pin that the lady gave me. So I sat down and it was a short pin. It was about 1 inch long and it was bent, but it had a sharp point on it, so I had to be careful how I was holding it. Do you know what? I could just remember what she told me to do.
What?
She told me to stick the pin into the shell and pull out what was inside. Now, Rebel thought this was very funny. All he wanted to do was lick the periwinkles. He didn't want to get the pin stuck in his tongue, so he licked very carefully. And he liked the salt from the periwinkles, because you know periwinkles come from the sea. Anyway, it took me a long time, but in the end, I got one out. It was a funny little bit of thing that was inside in the shell. And I put it in my mouth, because it was sticking on top of the pin. And you know what it was like? It was actually a little bit like picking your nose. That was what it was like, now that I think of it. But it didn't taste like that. It was actually quite nice.
But did the sharp point stick into you?
Not into me. I was terribly careful. Because it was actually the first time that I ever had a pin. But Rebel was very interested. So the second one I did, I gave him a bit to try. And he licked it and he was straight away wagging his tail. He loved it. He thought this was the best food I had ever given him. And he wanted more. And all he would do would stick his nose straight in the bag of the periwinkles. And I had to stop him because I was afraid he was going to swallow them in their shells. And if a dog swallowed a periwinkle, the dog would have a big pain in his tummy. But I got bits out of the periwinkles. And we ate them, and we both liked them. And you know what? All the way home, we used to stop every 3 or 4 minutes and sit down and have another periwinkle. And by the time we got home, neither of us wanted to have any other food. We were full up of periwinkles. And that was the story of the first time that Rebel ever fell in love with a periwinkle. In Kilkee. And what do you think of that story? Any comments? Anything you like? Does it make you feel sick? Okay, that's the end of the story. Thank you very much for listening to this strange story. I'll be back to you another time, or we'll be back to you another time with another bedtime story.
With a mother.
Good night. Okay. Oh my goodness.